Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, home of the best devil crabs in town. Yum! 5021 East Columbus Drive in Tampa, right next to Ybor City. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill, home of the Commish's 2017 NFL Draft Party, where stick carriers unite. Sports Legends Bar and Grill on the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends, where you can eat like a legend.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W and let's do it as a family. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
Sideline is Brent Grimes. Did he stay in bounds? One official looks at the other, and it is signaled a touchdown. And Winston runs, and that is a touchdown for Evan.
Such a badass open. Cause I'm a bad motherfucker. Bucks Uncensored, just 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. And we are throwing the biggest party going on for two straight days. I found out the Bucks aren't even doing a party for all Bucks fans. They're just doing it for season ticket holders. Well, fuck that. If you don't have the money for season tickets, we welcome you with open arms. Sports Legends in Clearwater. US 19, Drew, Thursday night, Friday night, whole shit ton of drinking. Man, you're going to eat like a legend and drink like a fucking champ. It's going to be awesome. Reservations are sold out. Don't worry, there's still room to show up. Plenty of seats. Friday night, though, still got some reservations available. I think Friday night's going to be, to me, Friday night's going to be little bit crazier than Thursday night. Call me crazy, but don't call me maybe. All right. You know what I've noticed? A lot of new listeners to the podcast. Maybe some of you listening for the very first time. Thank you for coming in and joining us. A couple of things you best recognize. First off, our coach Dirk Cutter uttered the phrase, "Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick." So if you listen to this podcast, you're considered a stick carrier. That's one thing. Another thing you're going to notice is just how good I am at hosting the podcast. And you're going to wonder, why isn't this guy on the radio? Well, here's a little audio clue as to why I'm not on the radio anymore.
Look, I won't say.
Try it.
Lao Shang. Louchang.
Lao, I think Shang. You nailed it.
Lou Chang. I'm done being surprised by this. Oh my God.
I don't know which was better. My pronunciation or Jim going, I think you just nailed it.
Had a couple great moments today, haven't we?
I can't even see. I have tears in my eyes. Am I the only one laughing? I thought it was funny. Drake's laughing. I can hear him through the glass. He just doesn't have his mic on.
No way. Lao Shang?
What,
is he a Mortal Kombat character?
Oh, God. I feel like my heart's going to stop. Holy cow. But, Jim, you thought it was right.
Yeah, I thought you butchered it, but I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt with a nailed it.
All right. Sorry about that. Lu Chang.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, there's reasons why I'm not on the radio anymore and doing a podcast three times a week. Now, part of the podcast is we got Bucks takes. We got Bucks fans that record their take on their phone, and they email it in to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. Got a lot of those. We're going to get to them. I want to talk about the renovations they're doing at Raymond James Stadium. We're going to get to that. Plenty of time to get to it. But first, we bring in an old pal.
Oh, we're going straight to me. So.
The Edge.
The podcast used to be called Off the Edge. I was one co-host, joined by another. That other is the great and smart Luke Easton. Luke is joining us as he normally does once a week during draft season. He is the draft guru himself from the draftwire.com and part of USA Today and their wire networks. He pretty much knows everything when it comes to the NFL draft, and we get to have him once a week on the Bucks Uncensored podcast. Hi, Luke.
You're killing me with the throwbacks, man.
Oh.
I mean, I laughed just as much as I did when I heard that segment live.
I remember.
I just had to put the phone on mute, literally. I just set it over, and I just couldn't. I couldn't do it.
Well, I remember the day. I remember the day, and I remember, I'll never forget looking at that name. And for some reason, my brain just could not comprehend. And it's funny because we have a big stick carrier that sends in his buck sticks. His name is Lou. And that day I looked at it and I was like, I could not put L-O-U together. I just couldn't. It just looked like Lao to me. But I guess it was because of Shang on the end. Lao Shang. But I don't know. I mean, it's special.
You pulled the Browns. You're overthinking it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was special. It was special. It was a special moment, and definitely led to the demise, I'm sure, of the station. I'm sure if you ask Booger McFarlane why 98.7 The Fan didn't make it, he's no doubt going to point at probably about 52 other things, but then he's going to come to me saying Lao Shang, because that station was run horribly. Anyway, let's dive right into it. So Luke is on with us as we near the draft. And listen, the last couple of times, Luke, we've had you on, and it's just been a straight interview. And you know you and I shoot the shit as well as anyone. So it shouldn't be an interview, right? It should be an interactive experience between the two of us.
Absolutely. Two buddies talking football, man. Talking Bucks. Two lifelong Bucks guys.
Just two guys at the bar just shooting the shit. I don't. All right, so here's what we're going to do.
Now I feel like I need a beer, though. I don't have a beer. I need to go get one.
Boy, that does sound delicious. A beer of choice for you?
Yingling. It's the best bang for the buck, in my opinion.
Well, here
right now.
Here's the thing for me is I just don't have any interest in Bud Light. If I'm going to go with something like that, I am going to go Yingling. If I'm like, I'm not really in the mood to go, you know, hardcore. See, my beer of choice is Cigar City Highlight. I love it. I love it a lot. And so I love that. And then I like Yingling. I actually like, my favorite might be Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Cigar City High Life.
Summer Ale's killer, too.
I have not had Summer Ale. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's... I've always said this. I don't know if Sam Adams Oktoberfest is the best beer in the world. It might be. I mean, at least I think it is. Or if it just reminds me of the fall and football and all things glorious. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely. If I could live in a perpetual state of fallness, I would do it.
Okay. Well, we don't want you falling down. God. Sometimes I just, hey, that's why I'm not on the radio, because I say stupid things. Here's what we're going to do. All right, so we don't have our beer, but we have our sanity about us. Luke, let's get physical. Let's get serious, though. Here's the deal. The Bucks have the 19th pick in the draft. You and I have done several over the years, mocking is mocking, mock drafts on Twitter, where we're picking for other teams. Let's face the facts here. While you might care about that, and your readers at the Draft Wire might care about that, we've got stick carriers listening right now who don't give a fuck about any team in the NFL other than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So let's do our own mock draft. But let's not mock the other teams. Let's go back and forth, one after the other, and pick 19 players together. We don't have to do 19 each. That would take a long time. Let's do 19 together, you and I brainstorming, back and forth. We'll break down each player, and we'll put together a master list of 19 players. And then we're guaranteed that the Bucks are going to have at least one of them on the board. Does that sound fun?
Let's do it, man.
Okay. Well, guess what? You're the guest, and you have the first pick.
My pick is in.
Oh, it is? Oh, it is. Oh, good. Oh, is it? Is it in? Are you sure it's in? Well, it's not in until we hear this.
Recent rumors aside, my first pick off the board that the Bucks will not get a chance at is Myles Garrett from Texas A&M. Got to hang out with Myles last month. He's as impressive a human being as he's an athlete and a football player. And he will be, he should be the number one pick. I hope the Browns don't screw this up for their fan base. They need something. So you get the number one pick, you got to take the number one guy.
I don't think they're going to screw it up, and he is the number one guy. And I need to get Booger McFarland on the podcast to see what he did to piss old Myles Garrett off. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I wonder. I don't know. That's weird to me.
Well, you know how difficult Booger is to work with. Oh, I mean, how many co-hosts did he go through at 98.7 Fan? I think he went through three.
I think maybe it's just the fact that Garrett didn't play at LSU, and I don't think you would fit to Booger if you did.
So. Wow. In your face, Booger McFarland. In your face. All right, so we don't have to pick in any specific order. Myles Garrett is the best, but we're just putting together a list of 19 players. Luke's going to get 10, and I'm going to get 9. So I have one less. So I got to make mine count. My pick is in. Give it to me. All right, so the second player on our list of 19 for the Bucks, we put together 19 names. At least one of those will be on the clock, will be available when the Bucks are on the clock. Give me Solomon Thomas, another pass rusher, another guy who can come off the edge, and another guy who's probably going to go very early in this draft, Luke.
Yeah, you don't see guys take over a game as often as you saw him do against North Carolina in that bowl game. Those are the types of games where we always talk about in the draft world. We're like, you know, don't let one game impact your evaluation too much, whether positive or negative. I can tell you right now that game and the way he dominated definitely had an impact on the way his entire evaluation came out for a lot of people, and I'm sure the teams are included.
All right, so there we go. Two pass rushers back-to-back to start our list of 19 for the Bucks. Luke, you have the third pick in our pick of 19.
Before we go any further, how are we going to treat quarterbacks here?
No, quarterbacks aren't on the list.
19, even though the Bucks aren't going to take them.
No, no, this is
maybe one of them will go there.
No, does not matter. We're only listing 19 players the Bucks could take. So if quarterbacks go early, that's going to push at least a few of these names down the board to the Bucks. But we're only picking 19 players that we feel would be good fits for the Bucks at 19.
All right, so that's what we're going to do. I've got mine. My pick is in.
Okay.
You know, we've talked about running back being a huge need on this team. It's a very deep, deep running back class, but one guy that I don't think the Bucks would get a shot at, that if he was on the board, they would definitely jump at the opportunity to add him, and that's Leonard Fournette from LSU. You know, the ankle injury nagged him throughout the season. He's still dominant. Just a ridiculous combination of power and speed at the same time. I feel like we've been waiting for him to get to the pros since he was in high school. Because that's just the rare kind of talent he is. So we've seen stranger things than seeing a guy like that fall, but I definitely think Leonard Fournette is a top 19 guy in this draft.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we have talked about how deep the running back class is, but man, oh man, you look at Jacksonville, the Jets, the Jaguars. I'm sorry, Jacksonville, the Jets, the Panthers is who I was thinking of. But then you have the Colts, Eagles. I mean, all these teams could use a running back. There's just no way that a guy of Fournette's talent is going to slip, to me, past the top 10. And he'll go very early on in this draft. But again, we're just picking 19 players. 19 players that would fit the Tampa Bay Buccaneers roster. A lot of these will go early, but as you start to pick, now all of a sudden we're going to get to 19. There's going to be a few of these players still on the board. I try to do this each year with the draft, wherever the Bucks are picking, so that at least I have, hey, here's my list. One of these guys is going to be there, and one of these guys is my next pick. Here we go. All right, so we got two defense and one offense. I'm gonna stay on defense, though, and I'm going to say their biggest position of need at safety, give me Jamal Adams from LSU. I know he'll go on with Booger McFarland.
Yeah, he'll go toe-to-toe with anybody. He's, in my opinion, Myles Garrett included, I think Adams is the most polished, complete NFL-ready player in this entire draft. I didn't do my final board in a top-down, one through whatever fashion, but if I still had one, he would still be number two in terms of overall ranking in this class.
All right, so we're putting together a list of 19 players the Bucks should have as a list leading up to their 19th pick. So far we got Myles Garrett, Solomon Thomas, Leonard Fournette, Jamal Adams, and Luke's got the next pick.
My pick is in.
Oh, boy.
We're staying at safety, but we're going to the Big Ten. We're going to Ohio State. Give me Malik Hooker, the Ed Reed-esque center fielder. Ridiculous athleticism. There's no ball over the top he can't get to. I know he had a couple of surgeries this offseason. I think he's going to be fine. I just, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see Hooker go ahead of Adams just because of that rare playmaking ability.
Yeah, better probably in coverage, better deep-wise. And I think when you were talking about a center fielder back there, Malik Hooker, and I was actually just watching Path to the Draft, and they're saying that the Chargers are so enamored with him that they could try and trade up all the way to number two to get their hands on Hooker, because that's something they desperately need at center field, maybe more so than a Jamal Adams. But again, another safety, and here we go. Myles Garrett, Solomon Thomas, Leonard Fournette, Jamal Adams, and Malik Hooker on our list of 19 for the Bucks. My pick is already in. Again, we're not. This isn't how I would rank them, but you know, we're just throwing names out there, and this we're just compiling a list. And maybe you rank the list afterwards, but we just want to put the names together. John Ross has to be on this list. I mean, he has to be on this list for me. I think he's a big-time playmaker. He's not just a speed guy. He's a guy who can run good routes. He can catch the football, and he can make plays after he's got the ball in his hands. To me, the Buccaneers, one of their main priorities this entire offseason was getting guys that could take a 5-yard slant to the house. And John Ross can do that. John Ross can come in. Yes, he has had some injury issues, but he can come in and not be forced to play in a big role right away because you do have DeSean Jackson, you do have Mike Evans, and you do have Adam Humphries. So they can use Ross in a specific way as a playmaker on offense and as a speed guy on offense and a gadget guy on offense. But you can also look to have John Ross in the return game as well. I think he's got to be on the list of 19.
I haven't said this or written this just yet, but I would not be surprised. I'm not saying this is going to happen. I would not be surprised if the Tennessee Titans strongly consider John Ross at number 5 overall. That's how much I think his speed could make a difference in his draft stock. I know he's got some injury issues, knees, shoulder, had some struggles against bigger, more physical corners because of that lack of size, but I mean, 4.22, that kind of speed just doesn't fall out of the top 15 or the top 10 usually. So even though he's undersized, I really would not be surprised to see him end up being a top 10 pick by the end of the draft.
Well, I did see, too, that Bill Polian compared him to Marvin Harrison, and I think that's ironic because Marvin Harrison in the 1996 draft went to the 19th pick, the Indianapolis Colts. Would love to see it, but I think the more you look at John Ross, the higher he seems to be going in these mock drafts, and maybe the higher he goes on draft day. Luke, you have now got the 7th player that we're putting together in our top 19 players for the Bucks to consider with the 19th pick.
My pick is in.
Ooh, boy.
For my pick, I'm going back to the Ohio State secondary and give me the best corner in this draft. That's Marshon Lattimore.
All right.
He is, I mean, only a redshirt sophomore, but he's the most complete corner in this draft. Can hit and run support, can tackle. Very physical guy at the line, very athletic, ball skills, everything you need. We've got an incredibly deep class of corners, but I think for a while there we were waiting for a guy to kind of establish himself. And the more everybody, I think, watched Lattimore, the more we realize he's a top 10, maybe even top 5 player in this draft.
All right. And maybe not a huge need for the Bucks, but again, Brent Grimes, he's got 1 year left on his deal. And, I mean, you can't just look at Ryan Smith and say, oh, yeah, he's going to be fine. They tried him at safety, didn't work. He's moving the corner, and he's definitely the heir apparent. No. If you have a chance to get your hands on Marshon Lattimore, I mean, he deserves to be on the list, at least of 19. Moving on, my pick is in. And I'll go back to offense, and I think we'll start to have a run on maybe a few more offensive players before we get to 19. But give me a tight end and give me O.J. Howard. It might not be a major need for the Bucks, but Dirk Koetter loves two tight end sets. He also wants another tight end, or he wants a tight end that's going to be somewhat of a blocker. That's why Njoku, you look at him and say, well, he's got a lot to learn when it comes to blocking. Big-time threat as a receiver, but can he stand up at the point of attack? I know O.J. Howard can, coming from Alabama, not to mention he can get down the field. He can make plays in the passing game, more plays in the passing game maybe in the NFL than he did at Alabama because they didn't use him as much as maybe they should have at Alabama. But I just think O.J. Howard is the real deal. He's the complete package, and I'll tell you what, Luke, I just have a hard time finding him falling out of the top 10. I mean, it could happen. I just think a tight end like that, teams seem to clamor for those type of mismatches.
Yeah, I think when you combine his skill set, even in a very deep tight end class, and the amount of teams in the top 10 who could use a player like that, I mean, half the top 10 could take him, and it really wouldn't surprise me. He could go as high as 4 to Jacksonville, and I really wouldn't be a surprise to me at all.
All right, so that's 8 players in the book. We're doing a list of 19 players, so at least one of those players, probably more, will be available to the Bucks with the 19th overall selection. Luke has got the next selection, but first, Myles Garrett, Solomon Thomas, Leonard Fournette, Jamal Adams, Malik Hooker, John Ross, Marshon Lattimore, and O.J. Howard are all on the list. Who's next? We go to Luke Easterling for that.
The pick is in.
Oh.
I'm going to go back to defense, but I'm going to keep it in Tuscaloosa. Give me Jonathan Allen, defensive lineman. Had a kind of a weak combine, showed up a little lighter than we saw him, so kind of starting to wonder if maybe he's just a base defensive end. Is he still a three-tech defensive tackle? He's got some shoulder issues that maybe some people are concerned about, which could end up dropping him from being what we thought was kind of a top five, top ten lock. If people are concerned about his medicals, you could see him in that, you know, 15 to 20 range if he slips down the board. So in my opinion, he's still a top five player in this draft. And if he was available in that range, I would not be surprised to see the Bucs very interested in that.
Okay. And he was actually next on my board as well as a guy that needs to be selected and was selected by you. So way to go. And now I'll go to plan B, and my pick is in. Still holding off on the offensive players, though. I'm going to stay on defense as well. Give me another pass rusher. Give me a guy who's visited the Bucs. Give me Derek Barnett from Tennessee. Extremely productive in the SEC. A guy who, Luke, you've talked about a lot as going to the combine, was sick. I mean, was you know, barely able to stand up. I mean, he was just not feeling well. He battled through, ended up having a decent combine. And I think you put on the tape and you see a guy who's flashing, making plays in the backfield. And, you know, again, when you look at the Bucs, they re-sign Will Golston. He's mostly just a run stopper. Robert Ayers has one more year on his deal. Noah Spence coming off his rookie season. But you're still going to need another bookend with him. Derek Barnett, the Bucs at least seem to show some interest in him. Put him on the list. I think he is on the list for 19 players.
I think he should be. Again, you talked about how productive he was. 52.5 tackles for loss in 39 games. Double-digit sacks in each of his three seasons. Broke Reggie White's Tennessee record while he was there. So I think he has the skills and more importantly, the personality, the toughness, and that passion for competing that I really think Jason Light values, especially in those early picks. So he was next on my board, would have been my pick. So good choice there. But my next pick...
Thanks.
Going to be on defense again, but it's
my, what? Defense again? Okay.
This pick's going to be weird to some people, and normally I'm the one that's pushing the whole linebacker train, but Reuben Foster is just too good of a player. I think that, you know, people blew that whole combine situation out of proportion. I don't think teams thought it was a big deal. But on the field, you're talking about, in my opinion, easily a top 10, if not top 5 player in this draft. Just incredibly athletic, very physical, violent player. Usually when you talk about a physical linebacker, you're giving up some of that athleticism. I mean, he's got it all. There's nothing in his game that you can really poke holes into. So I feel like while, you know, that third linebacker is on the field only about half of the time, I feel like he's just that good. We had this conversation last year with Jalen Smith or Myron. Miles Jack, but we're not dealing with any of the knee injuries that we had, we're debating last year with those two guys. So with Foster, if he is available in that range, which I've seen him mocked, I think it's as low as Washington at 17. If he's in that range, I think if the Bucs are all about adding pure talent at any position, you got to consider a guy like that.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a couple of questions. With Reuben Foster, where does he play?
I mean, he's going to have to be on the field enough to warrant a first-round pick. So is that playing on the strong side only when they're in a 4-3? Is that rotating him in? If you think about it as if you were going to spend that pick on, say, a Derek Barnett or any type of pass rusher, you'd pick at 19. Are you expecting that guy to come in right away and play full-time? No, probably not. You're probably rotating him in on passing downs, getting him in 50, 60% of the snaps. So if that's the case, if you're getting a pass rusher at number 19, does that make a difference if you move the conversation to linebacker and you're talking about being able to rotate Lavonte David, Reuben Foster, and Quan Alexander throughout an entire game and keeping those guys fresh and that kind of talent? So I think if you do it for a pass rusher, you have to consider doing it for a linebacker if he's that good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just and listen, having a trio of linebackers like him, Quan Alexander and Lavonte David is attractive to me. And, you know, I kind of see where you're I mean, eventually he'd have to take over for one of those, because I don't think you want any of those linebackers being just a two-down linebacker. So, and I'm not disagreeing with you that he's a talented player, and I'm not disagreeing with you that he shouldn't be on the list. I'm just, I guess it's something of riches. Fuck. I don't know.
Embarrassment.
Yes, that is. It's an embarrassment of riches. Kind of like it's an embarrassment that I couldn't think of that phrase. And you know what? To save me, I'm going to just go ahead and move on and make my pick. All right, this is our 12th player. We're picking 19 players, because if we pick 19, one will be on the board. Somebody's got to take him, though, right? I mean, he's got to be on the board for the Bucks. Give me Dalvin Cook. I don't know how much I need to say about it. He's got a relationship with Jameis Winston. He's a playmaker. He's a guy who can take a swing pass or a run and take it the distance. He's most likely not going to get caught from behind. I think the Bucks had an issue with Doug Martin in that happening. They had an issue with their wide receivers in that happening. They want to add speed and playmaking ability on offense. And I would for the Bucks would take Dalvin Cook over Christian McCaffrey, the other running back. But I'm going Dalvin Cook. Give him to me.
Yeah, I love Fournette. I love McCaffrey. But at the end of the day, Cook is still the number one running back in this class for me. I think he's the most complete. He brings the best of what Fournette has, the best of what McCaffrey has, and puts it all into one. I just think he's the most complete three-down back, receiving, running, between the tackles, power, speed, explosiveness. He can really do it all. So it's a deep class, a lot of plenty of talent at the top, but Cook, still my top guy and should be a top 20 pick.
All right, real quick, resetting. We're doing top 19 players, at least 19 players that the Bucks should just cross off a list and then have a short list when their pick comes up. And if every pick goes on this list, they'll at least be left with one. So here's what we got so far. Myles Garrett, Solomon Thomas, Leonard Fournette, Jamal Adams and Malik Hooker, a couple of safeties, John Ross, wide receiver, Marshawn Lattimore, O.J. Howard, tight end, Jonathan Allen, defensive lineman, Derek Barnett, pass rusher, Reuben Foster as a linebacker, and Dalvin Cook at running back. We got the 13th overall pick now. Luke Easterling is on the clock.
I'm going to stay on the offensive side and keep trying to even up the score there. I'm going to go with the best wide receiver in this class, in my opinion, which is Corey Davis from Western Michigan.
Corey Davis.
Okay. He's, we haven't heard his name because he's been injured throughout the whole pre-draft process, had ankle surgery, so missed the combine, didn't have a pro day. But the tape doesn't lie with this guy. I mean, you talk about sustained production over 4 years. I think he averaged something like 80 catches, 1,300 yards, and I think 8 or 9 touchdowns a year for 4 seasons at Western Michigan. So played big games against top competition, 6'3", 210, 215, fast, great routes, great body control, so he's a great red zone guy. I think he would be a legitimate number one receiver for any team who needs one. If you put him in the Bucks offense and make him the number two to Mike Evans for the next 10 years, I mean, the defenses are going to have a really, really tough time with that.
That put a smile on my face. Thanks, Luke.
I do what I can. I aim to please.
You do. You always please me with your comments. Oh, my pick is in. Fuck it. Give me Christian McCaffrey. I want a running back. I think this guy can be a running back, but also a big-time threat out of the backfield. And I think Dirk Koetter would absolutely love creating a game plan that revolves around Christian McCaffrey and getting him the football. I think it would be a lot of fun. I'm not sure he's the type of running back that they need right now. I think they need a running back that can run it with more of a physical nature between the tackles, be more of a threat between the tackles. I think McCaffrey can run between the tackles, but I also think that he's going to do a lot more when it comes to gimmick plays on the outside, swing passes and whatnot. But just too much talent to pass up for a team that is desperate for a running back. So give me Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, I still don't think McCaffrey's getting enough respect in this class. I think people look at his measurements and assume that he's not a effective between the tackles runner when honestly that's what he's best at. It's because his vision, his patience, his understanding of what's happening in front of him, the blocking schemes, how to set people up. I mean, Le'Veon Bell, I think, is the best at that at the NFL level, and McCaffrey has a lot of those same qualities and really takes advantage of that intelligence, and he's so explosive that once he gets to that second level and sets guys up the way he wants them, I don't care who you are, you're not going to catch him. So the production speaks for itself. He's very versatile. I think with the injury issues that Charles Sims has had, inability to stay healthy, I definitely think that McCaffrey could be in play there.
All right, I need to ask you a question before you make your next pick then, because another player we have compared to Le'Veon Bell has been Deontay Foreman. And the reason being is when I think when you look to Le'Veon Bell when he was at Michigan State, he weighed about 230, 235 when he came into the NFL, dropped a lot of weight, now is more of a finesse back, but very patient, follows his blocks, and then hits the hole. We've seen that a lot with Deontay Foreman. You just mentioned it with Christian McCaffrey. Your personal opinion, Luke, if you're the Bucs or you're any team that's looking for a true running back, are you drafting Christian McCaffrey, or do you like Deontay Foreman to be part of your offensive backfield?
I think it really depends on the team and the situation. I think if you told me, for instance, in the Bucs situation, if you told me I could get Deontay Foreman at 50 or Christian McCaffrey at 19, I'd take Foreman all day long. I think McCaffrey gives you a little bit more versatility and creativity in terms of what you can do and lining him up in different places. So maybe Dirk Cutter would prefer to have that type of a Swiss Army knife type. But if you're looking for more of a, you know, workhorse, you know, put the running game on his back and give him 15 or 20 carries a game to kind of replace Doug Martin moving forward as the lead back, I think Foreman's probably the better fit. I just think that it's probably more likely that he's there on the board at 50 when they pick again, and you can, you know, get more value at a different position than McCaffrey in the top 20.
All right. Your pick is up.
Let's do it. My pick is in. Going back to receiver, I'm going to take the other receiver that we all expect to go in that range that could be on the board for the Bucs. I know there's a few teams ahead of them that need a receiver, but he should be on this list, and that's Mike Williams from Clemson. Extremely physical, great at the catch point, just wins those contested catches in the red zone or those, you know, back shoulder throws where you need him to be on the same page and just work over those smaller defensive backs. What an impressive comeback. I mean, you have a guy that literally breaks his neck in the first game of the season 2 years ago, misses the entire season, comes back and just has a ridiculous season again, highly productive for the national champion Clemson Tigers, and he should be a top 20 pick in this draft.
Mike Williams, third wide receiver we have in our list of 19 players. We've got 15 so far: Miles Garrett, Solomon Thomas, Leonard Fournette, Jamal Adams, and Malik Hooker, John Ross, Marshawn Lattimore, O.J. Howard, tight end, Jonathan Allen, defensive lineman, Derek Barnett, pass rusher, Reuben Foster is the linebacker, Dalvin Cook and Christian McCaffrey, Corey Davis, and Mike Williams. So now we're starting to see a run on offensive players. I will put that to a halt with my next selection. Give me a guy who Luke and the draftwire.com is going to have an exclusive on him, exclusive sit down with him on Wednesday at the draftwire.com. You got to go check it out. Give me Buda Baker with the 16th overall pick. Luke, you know what? I know you love this guy. I think that, God, I just hit my fucking tooth with my microphone. I mean, what is wrong with me? God bless it. I think I just chipped a tooth. Good thing I have good dental insurance.
What is the ask?
It's insurance humor, because that's what I do for a living now. What is the ask of what?
I was just saying that for old time's sake.
Oh, hey, thanks. Buda Baker, your thoughts?
I hate hyperbole, but you outed me a few episodes ago with my comparison of Deontay Foreman to Mike Alstott, and the comparison I make for Bucks fans with the upside, and if Buda Baker can be as good as I think he can be, if you turn on the film, he looks like Rondae Barber for Washington. I think that's the kind of impact he had for that team. He can line up in the slot. He can blitz off the edge. He can, you know, play in man coverage at the line of scrimmage against those guys. Plays a lot bigger than he's listed. Just a tough physical guy despite his lack of size on paper. Can make plays over the top in coverage. Just a really confident guy. Great leader. I think he's a first-round pick in this draft. I don't care how big he is or is.
Seems like, to me, a guy, a type of player that the Bucks need on defense to where he's just a ball hawk. And, you know, I know that Mike Smith, they want to create turnovers on defense, and that seems to be the type of player Buda Baker is.
Yeah, that is the kind of guy I want on my team. I just love his playing style. He's versatile. He can do anything, line up everywhere. People will look at 5'10", 190 pounds and say that that's not a first-round player, but the film just says otherwise.
All right. Well, you got two of the last three picks as we are on pick 17 as we pick 19 players for the Bucks to consider with the 19th pick.
Oof. We're getting to the interesting part now. This may be a little off the board for some people, but I think this guy could be a good fit for the Bucks and could be on their radar for a couple of different reasons, and that pick is in.
Okay.
That pick is a guy that, again, if we're talking about corner, we're talking about a position where the Bucks may not need a starter right away, but they do need someone who can develop, who is younger, who can take over eventually, and who can contribute in the return game until then. I think Adoree Jackson from USC could make sense for the Bucks there because of that. He's an explosive playmaker on special teams and did it on offense as well, so you could get creative there if you want. He's still extremely raw as a corner, but an incredible athlete that was almost an Olympic athlete as a track star. And again, just a very passionate guy who loves playing the game of football and has some ridiculous athletic traits to be able to develop. You let him, you know, sit behind Brent Grimes for a year, maybe two, and eventually takes over as a much more refined player that you can line up across from Vernon Hargreaves.
All right. We've had some people send in some Bucks takes asking about Adoree Jackson in the first round just because of his playmaking ability. So glad we got to get him on the list of 19. My final pick on our list of 19 is in. I've talked about safety being a priority for the Bucks, and if they're going to draft a safety, they have the ability with what they have on the roster right now, J.J. Wilcox, Chris Conte coming back, Keith Tandy, that they don't need a safety to come in and make an immediate impact. They can look and find just a guy with a lot of raw talent that they can mold into the safety they want him to be. Now, that player doesn't have to come in and play right away. Maybe he doesn't play much his entire rookie season, or maybe he starts playing midseason, but we all remember how important the communication was last year with Mike Smith's defense. That might be the biggest hurdle that a young safety is going to need. And no, I'm not talking about that lousy player from UConn who never flashed on film. I'm talking about Jabril Peppers.
See the first fucker that comes on here and says they want to take Jabril Peppers? Tell them to get the fuck out of here. That guy is going to be a fucking bust.
All right, so here's the deal with Jabril Peppers. And I like his leadership. I like his mentality. This guy was just completely busted up that he couldn't play in a meaningless bowl game at the end of the season. And then you look at Peppers. I think he's got a lot of natural raw talent. I think he still needs to be developed into a true safety if that's where he's going to be. But, Luke, as you said with Adoree Jackson, Peppers can also contribute on special teams as a return guy. He just seems to have the mentality that Jason Light has looked for in some of these drafts. And I think he's got the mentality that Mike Smith tends to look for. Disciplined player. I would not be surprised if the Buccaneers like him. Maybe not with the 19th pick. Maybe they trade back a little bit. Maybe they can move around and still get him. But I just think as the complete package, when you're talking about character, leadership, talent-wise, and the ability to be molded and the ability to contribute on special teams, Jabril Peppers makes my list.
Yeah, again, you compared him to what I said about Adoree Jackson. I think almost everything I said really applies to Peppers as well. You said it all. I think his passion for the game, his commitment to working hard. I think that fits very, very much with what Jason Light and Mike Smith want out of their defense. I think he does make an instant impact as a return specialist while he develops into a potential starter on defense later on. But again, he's just got that mentality that I would love to have in that Bucks locker room, a guy that's, you know, we continue to talk about changing the culture and finding a locker room full of winners. And again, you have a guy that's just so pissed off that he can't play in a meaningless bowl game. He's in tears over it. Mm-hmm. I mean, get that guy in that locker room. That's a guy who wants to win every game.
Well, and I'm getting tired, sick and tired of people saying, oh, he's overrated. He's overrated. He's going to be a bust. I mean, listen, he's probably not ready to step in right away. He still needs to fine-tune his skill set when it comes to being a safety. But as you talked about right there, that passion, that leadership, you know, now you can bring what Quan Alexander brings to the linebacking core in the front seven and put that in the back seven with a player like Jabril Peppers. And imagine having that type of passion at safety and middle linebacker, and now you have that type of passion up the middle of your defense. That's very strong and very tough to compete with. And you just don't normally count players like that out, especially when they have natural raw talent, which Jabril Peppers does, and you pair that with the passion and the work ethic. I mean, sooner or later, that's all going to come together for him. And, you know, who better to teach him over the next couple of years than Mike Smith? All right, Luke, you've got the final pick.
It's in. Let's do this.
See the first fuck of the...
Okay. All right. We got it already. Jeez. Dave in Belfast, we understand. You don't like the fucker.
The final pick on our list, we're going back to the tight end position. Give me David Njoku from Miami. Again, not the refined pass catcher or blocker that O.J. Howard is. But if he's not available, Njoku is, again, a guy who doesn't have to step in and be your number one target, doesn't even have to step in and be your number one tight end right away. Dirk Cutter just gets an extremely athletic, very talented ball of clay to mold and to move around and get creative with on offense. So I think adding him to an offense that's going to have Mike Evans for the long haul, you're going to have DeSean Jackson for a little while. You can add a receiver later in the draft. I wouldn't be opposed to seeing David Njoku with his athleticism, his ability to give Jameis Winston just another dynamic weapon to throw to. He should be on this list.
And one other thing I think with Njoku is you mentioned he doesn't have to be the number one tight end. He doesn't really have to be the number two tight end coming in either. I mean, they still have Luke Stocker. They still have Brandon Myers. So he can come in and be more of a role player to where, okay, we'll use him in the pass game. He's not ready to be a blocker in the run game. We're going to have to develop that skill set with him. But any tight end that size that can run a 4.49, you can find ways to get creative and use him as a mismatch. Yes, he deserves to be on the list of 19. All right, so here are the 19 players that we think the Bucks could at least, we think, should have their first-round pick out of these players. We have defensive ends like Myles Garrett, Solomon Thomas, Jonathan Allen, if you want to consider him a defensive end, Derek Barnett as well. You've got a bunch of safeties on here. Jamal Adams, Malik Hooker, Buda Baker, Jabril Peppers. I think that was all the safeties. A couple tight ends in O.J. Howard and Jabril Peppers. I'm sorry, in Njoku. I'm looking at Njoku when reading Peppers. Adoree Jackson and Marshawn Lattimore, a couple of corners. Some wide receivers, the popular names, Mike Williams, Corey Davis, and John Ross. And then the running backs, Dalvin Cook, Christian McCaffrey, and Leonard Fournette. So, Luke, I think this is a – and, of course, we have Reuben Foster on there as well as a linebacker. If the Bucks get one of these players – I'm sure you're going to be pleased, and most likely they'll probably have at least three or four of these names on the board when their pick comes up with the 19th overall selection, because no doubt we'll get a couple of surprises and probably a couple of quarterbacks.
Yeah, I don't think anybody on this list should have any Bucks fan complaining unless you see him taken over one of the other guys on this list that you had quite an affinity for. But you and I mean, we talk about this every time we talk about the draft. I tweeted it out earlier today that in order for NFL fans to truly enjoy the draft, you have to open yourself up to more possibilities. You can't get locked into one guy. I know that there's going to be a lot of Dalvin Cook fans, Florida State fans that are Bucks fans also who want him. But, you know, he's one of these 19 guys, and any of these 19 guys should make every true Bucks fan happy because they're going to make a difference on this team.
He's one of the 19 guys, and I'll tell you the other thing with Dalvin Cook, he's one of a lot of running backs. So if you can get a Foreman or, you know, they talked about Mixon or any Marlon Mack in the third round, you know, you look and you say, all right, if I can get one of those other running backs and then address other positions earlier on with very talented players, gosh, the trade-off is pretty damn good. So it's you want to prepare yourself for everything. I'll never forget going back to the year where the big debate was Trent Richardson or Morris Claiborne, and nuebody was talking about Luke Kuechly, and nobody was talking about Mark Barron. And in the end, the Bucks really weren't interested in Trent Richardson or Morris Claiborne. It looked to have finally come down to Luke Kuechly or Mark Barron, and they decided to go with Mark Barron.
They took Mark Barron.
Yeah. Yeah, so that happened. Anyway, Luke, I know you've got something special coming with Buda Baker on Wednesday. What you got?
Yeah, one of our contributors over at DraftWire, Justin, sat down with Buda Baker a couple days ago. Got some real fun stuff on him about, you know, shedding that undersized label, and even gets into, you know, the music he listens to on game day, and, you know, how he's helped Sidney Jones through his injury at the pro day and how close they are. So a lot of fun stuff about Buda on the field and off the field as well. So look for that tomorrow morning or this morning if you'll be listening to this at DraftWire.
Yes, we will be, and we'll be checking that out. Luke, we've got 2 weeks until the draft. We'll have you back on next week.
Can't wait, man. We're so close. The home stretch is here.
We'll come up with another fun game to play with you because it's always fun having you on.
Hey, funning is funning.
You got that right. See you, Luke.
Nailed it.
That's what I'm talking about. Luke always nails it. You know who else nails it? This guy.
I'm sure that you have heard the name Aldalfo. A ladies' man who wins a claim, Aldalfo. Well, lovely miss, I am the same Aldalfo. I introduce myself, I am Aldalfo.
What to do, commish? What up, Bucks fans? What's going on, commissionator? Hey, man, I was just thinking about this Bucks draft party. Hope y'all have a blast. I'm very sad I can't be there, especially with all the hype around it. I get to meet Ira and Joe Bucks fan and definitely get to meet the commish. That would be great. But it would be also cool if y'all get Bucks players to go. I say y'all hit up Jameis on Twitter. All the Bucks fans hit him up on Twitter. And be like, hey, come by Sports Legends. See if he drops by or any of the Bucks fans or any of the Buccaneers players. That would be dope. But I can't wait for the draft, man. Oh, my goodness, it's almost here. If they move up for John Ross, if they move up for O.J. Howard, I'm going to be so stoked. We just got one of the best playmakers in the draft. Pair him with Jameis Winston. Whew. Offense is going to be nasty. Or if they go defensive line, I'm going to be stoked too. That'll be nasty. I was listening to the Ira Kaufman podcast, and they're talking about a bruiser, that the Bucks should get a bruiser who could run it in between the tackles. Well, that bad boy happens to be Foreman from Texas. And I know you've been talking about him, Commish, man. I hope they get that guy too. Anyways, Bucks fans, fire them cannons. Make sure y'all all the way turned up at this draft party so I hear all about it afterwards. And Commissioner, play my theme song.
I am a Aldalfo. Aldalfo.
I'm a fan of Foreman. I'm a Foreman fan. I haven't disagreed with that. I think I was one of the first ones that said I was a fan of Foreman way back when. I mean, he's big, he's nimble, he's fast, he's patient. Kind of sounds a lot like me. Brandon's in Oregon. Hey, Brandon.
Commish, this is Brandon out in Oregon. Breaking news. The Irv Kaufman gentleman will be at the Bucks Uncensored Draft Party at Sports Legends for the NFL Draft. It is speculated that one of the Joes may be there as well. It's also speculated, debated maybe, between Irv, I'm sorry, Ira and his lovely wife. She may be attending to, quote, view us animals as if we were in a zoo, unquote. I believe those were the words on the Ira Coffin podcast. Either way, we welcome them. I am so excited to meet everybody, and now Ira as well. Oh my God. It's going to be fucking amazing. The only thing that would make it more amazing is, like, I don't know, if Mike Allstott showed up just to say, hey, I'd probably blow a load in my pants. I don't know. It'd be cloud nine for me. That's, wow. Anyways, all this mix and debate, should we go mix and should we not? I think it's very interesting for a lot of you to go and check out Tuesday's episode of the Move the Sticks podcast with Bucky Rooks, which I don't really care for too much, but Daniel Jeremiah, who I think does a great job, mm-hmm. and I'm drawing a blank on his name. Anyway, Charles Davis. Yeah, they had Charles Davis on.
Oh, boy.
And they were kind of discussing maybe the shocker of the draft being the Bucks drafting Mixon first round. Mm. That'd be the wow moment of the draft. Yeah. How amazing that might be. Oh, anyways, boy. It's so fun to debate what's going to go on at the draft. But, oh, man, B4 is going to be at the draft party. Ira Kaufman's going to be at the draft party. One of the Joes is probably going to be at the draft party. The commission's table is going to be just on fleek. I think that's what the kids say these days. Nope. Anyways, it's going to be a great fucking time. I cannot fucking wait. We are less... Oh, shit. This is Wednesday's podcast. I'm going to be taking off in 2 weeks, boarding a plane to get out there and see all you motherfuckers on Thursday.
What?
Oh, 2 weeks away. I can't fucking believe it. Oh, Christian Headlines Barbershop. Hope to meet him. I'm definitely getting that Bucks flag shaved in my head. Oh, man. B4, Bricado's lunch on Friday. Harold, the commish. Oh, Panama City's representing. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just... Oh, wow. Speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick! I love you all. I will see you soon. Stuck it.
Okay. You stuck it all right. Stuck it right in there. I don't know. Stupid. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I was trying to look for a good sound effect to play, but I couldn't find it, so we'll just go ahead and announce it. At least on Twitter, the great Rock Riley has agreed to come to the commish's draft party. It's happening. Sports legends. And again, they have internet, so they have Wi-Fi. They have outdoor smoking. They have outdoor smoking for cigarettes on one side. They have outdoor smoking for cigars on the other. I might have a cigar. I love a good cigar. Cigar. God. Oh, man. What else do they have there? Food, which is excellent, and a lot of alcohol. So eat like a legend, drink like a fucking champ. We're also going to have B4 there. If you've never had B4, it's what you drink before you drink, and it works. Trust me. No hangover the next day. All you got to do is drink one of these vitamin-filled stuff. Drink it 20 minutes before you start drinking, you're good. I, because I tend to drink a tad bit more than maybe most of you, I have one before, and I also have one before bed. So, double dose for yours truly. And B4 will be there in attendance giving out free cans of B4 before the draft begins. So make sure you get there early to get your free can of B4. And Headlines Barbershop will have a barber in attendance shaving the Bucks logo into the back of people's heads. It's gonna be crazy. What's up, Tyrell?
Hey, what's up, Commish and my fellow stick carriers? This Tyrell from Tennessee checking in again. Mr. Tiny Man 6 on Twitter. Holla at your boy. I got two topics on this take. Let's talk about Hard Knocks. I hope the Bucks are on Hard Knocks so the world can see what we got in store for everybody's ass this season. And, hey, I want to see our head coach uncensored like this motherfucking podcast, Bucks Uncensored, Dirt Cutter Uncensored. Let's talk about a team need, though. We got speed with DeSean Jackson. Charles Sims at the backfield if he used right. Fuck that Fred Flintstone bowling alley shit. Let's go with one big need we need since we've been using the screen game a lot. We need a motherfucker with joystick speed. Fuck this straight line speed. We need somebody that can make a son bitch miss in open space. Especially out on the edge and the screen. Motherfucker like, y'all remember Dante Hall back in the day from Kansas City? That motherfucker had joystick speed. But shit, I ain't gonna keep y'all, man. I always try to keep my podcast under 90 seconds. This one may be a little over. Love all my fellow stick carriers, man. Shh. Hey, let's speak softly, fellas. Hey, in that draft party, we're gonna carry that big motherfucking stick. I wish I could be there, fellas. And I'm all the way in Tennessee. I'm out. I just nailed that shit.
All right, Tyrell. He's becoming one of my favorites. I don't know. I don't know if it's his voice or what. When Tyrell speaks, I listen. Okay? That dude carries a big motherfucking stick. That's not a racist thing. Come on. God bless it. Biani.
Yo! What's up, Kamish? This is Biani out in Dallas, man. Had a quick question for you, so go ahead and cue the music.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
Yeah, man, love that, Bill Collins. My question is, you know, there's been a lot of speculation about us possibly, you know, adding another pass rusher to the mix. I was wondering who you think the top three options are that might still be on the board when we pick out of Taco Charlton, Charles Harris from Missouri, what's his name? Derek Barnett from Tennessee. I know that there's also, you know, Takaris McKinley. He's an edge rusher. And then, one more guy. I forget his name. But who do you think would be the best options for us in terms of pass rushers? Where do you rank them, from a number one, number two, and number three? All right. Hey, man. Love the podcast. Thank you so much for what you do. Stick carriers. What up? I know y'all going to party hard at that draft party, man. Really wish I could come through. I still might come through, man. I'm thinking about it.
Do it, man. Yo, do it.
Shout out to Bracados. Before Christians, headlines with the fresh phase. I see ya. To everybody, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.
Yeah, you did. Great one. That's his first one, too. Way to go, Biani. Man, I love it. I love the question, too, about the defensive ends, pass rushers. You know, if I had to rank those guys as to who's going to go first, to who's going to be available, I think it'd be Derek Barnett, then Taco Charlton, then Charles Harris. I'm not sure McKinley fits what the Bucks want because I think he's another undersized. I don't want to say undersized, but he's a little smaller defensive end. They just got that in Noah Spence. I don't think they want that with their bookends. I think the other guys are a little bit bigger. Derek Barnett would be attractive. I haven't heard anything about Taco Charlton being connected to the Bucks. And Charles Harris is who I had the Bucks taking in my mock draft this past Monday. And people fucking hated it. I mean, they hated it. They hated it worse than Jabril Peppers. I mean, I'm just picking bad. Hey, let me give you a little hint, okay? I have never, other than Jameis Winston, I have never in my final mock draft picked who the Buccaneers would end up selecting in the draft. Never. I've never gotten it right. I don't even know why y'all fuckers listen to me. Because I have no fucking clue. Obviously, my mock draft when it comes to the Bucs is never correct. Except when they had the number one overall pick. But yet you sit here. You sit here with me and we're just speaking softly and we're keeping a big motherfucking stick. I don't know what to tell you. We're trying to do it and we're doing it the right way. Let's go to Lau. I mean, oh geez.
Justin Loonport Richie. Hey brother, see that thing about AP possibly signing with the Saints? What the hell's going on with that? I don't know, brother. I mean, I'm hoping he's just buying time, just, you know, checking out the feelers, man. You know, his agent's still, you know, preoccupying him with these visits and all that, and nothing serious. Hopefully, you know, like you said, we're playing some strategic angle for the draft, man, and not, you know, giving, you know, putting out all our cards out there of who we're going to draft and who we're not going to draft, running back wise, I guess. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know what Jason's up to, man. But you know, hopefully we sign him either, like you said, Friday, you know, after the first round, or we sign him after the draft or whatever. I don't know what the game is, man, but hopefully we get the cap, man. You know what I'm saying? It'd be sad, man, to see that cat in Saint uniform coming to town, and we got to go up against him, bro, when we know we could have had him. I don't know. That's just my point, brother. So we'll see about that, man. You know, I've seen the preseason schedules put out, man. The first two games away, and we got two games at home. I don't know if there's anything there to be excited for. I know the Jacksonville game, I believe, is nationally televised. So, should be all right, man. But then again, bro, it's preseason, bro. You know? Whoopee-doo. Anyway, man, I was listening to the Ira podcast, man. Mish, man. You got it done, man. You got Ira, and you got Steve coming to the party, man, from Joe Bucks, man. Dude, that's going to be awesome, man. We're going to have Bucks royalty in the house, brother. Jesus, man, it's going to be, dude, that party is going to be so off the fucking chain, dude. Oh, man. Oh, Leo, bro, get yourself ready, brother. Get yourself ready! It's going to be fucking on! We're going to have a fucking riot! Yeah! Drop! Party 2017, get ready. Just in case you forgot. But anyway, let me wrap it up. Before Bricados, dude, you should get Mike and the guys from Bricados to come by, bro. Maybe bring some sample trays or something like that, man. I haven't gone. Anyway, just an idea, bro. Sports legends, we could eat like a legend and go and drink like fucking champs. And Headlines Barbershop, where Christian will be at the party, bro, with barber chair, just in case for the brave souls. But nah, man, Christian's money, dude. That dude's money. Definitely go check him out. Go to download his app. Go to any of his sites, and get yourself right. You know, Ira's gonna be at the party. I listen to his podcast, Joe Bucks fan, and I'll leave you with, as always, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
All right, Lou. Lou will be there. I just have a funny feeling Lou's gonna get there at like 11 o'clock on Thursday and not leave until 11 o'clock on Friday night. Love it. I love it. I love all of you. Thank you. We're over an hour on the podcast. I was going to touch on the Bucks renovations to Raymond James Stadium. Fuck that. Because I still have a bunch of Bucks takes to get to, and I really don't want a two-hour podcast, so I'm bumping that to a Saturday's podcast. So here's an idea for your next Bucks take. What renovations would you like to see still inside Raymond James Stadium? Record it on your phone. Make it. Bring that passion. Bring that big motherfucking stick, man. Damn. And email it to me at bucksuncensored@gmail.com. Thanks again to Luke Easterling for coming on earlier. Thanks to Lou, who just joined us. And how about a newcomer with his first ever Bucks take? We go to Jesse.
Hey, Justin. I love the podcast. I've been listening since you started it, but this is my first Bucks take. My name is Jesse.
Hey, Jesse. Hey, Jesse.
I live in Maine, so kind of weird that I'm a Bucks fan. But it happened basically because I first got into football. I started to enjoy football, the Bucks Super Bowl winning season. loved that defense. And so, yeah, I started as a bandwagon fan, but I stuck with them through the shit years. You know, Brian Griese, Chris Sims, who remembers fucking Bruce Gradkowski. I was one of the guys that thought that Josh Freeman and LeGarrette Blount and Mike Williams, I thought that was going to be that trio that put us over the top, but obviously that didn't work out. So that sucks, but I really do believe that Jameis is the real deal. I'm very, very excited for the season. All the seasons of being a Bucs fan, this is the most excited I've ever been as a Bucs fan. But anyway, I wanted to give you my mock draft. I know mock draft Monday was yesterday, or just play it on your next one, you know, whatever you want to do. I think just from following the Bucs news and seeing what's going around, it looks like they're targeting John Ross, Dalvin Cook, and Joe Mixon. And I think what they're planning to do is to trade up into maybe the 12 to 15 spot, take John Ross, and then also trade up back into the end of the first or early second and take Dalvin Cook if he falls or Joe Mixon. I think either way, that would be amazing to add those two pieces to our offense, whether it's Cook or Mixon along with John Ross. And I think because of that, we obviously won't have a third round. We're going to have to give up more anyway. Probably won't have a fourth either. It might have to trade something next year just to trade up in both those spots. But I think that those two weapons would make our offense potentially the most dangerous offense in the entire NFL. So thanks, Justin. Just wanted to get that Bucs take in. I know it's a little over 2 minutes. Sorry about that. But Bricados, B4, Sports Legends, and Speak Softly, and Kill Your Big Motherfucking Stick! Nailed it.
All right, Jesse. Good. Hey, you're allowed to go over the 90 seconds if it's your first Bucs take. Because you got to ease into it, right? Okay? If you're a virgin, we don't want you to just... fuck. I can't. Not even on an uncensored podcast. That is just insensitive. Right? Right, Dylan?
Commish! It's Dylan from Pensacola. Just want to get this in real quick. Adrian Peterson visited with the Saints today. And if he gets offered a deal, it's going to present an ultimatum to Jason Light and his staff as to what his actual value is if he is serious about settling with the Saints. But we already know that Tampa is one of his preferred teams to play for. So if Tampa is truly serious about considering signing him, it may force Jason Light's hand to sign him before the draft. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Bricados, Sports Legends, very sorry I can't make the draft party. I want to. Hopefully some of you guys will Facebook Live. That would be awesome. Love to watch that. If you're going to be drinking, you know, you guys get a driver, man. Don't do nothing stupid and drink your goddamn B4. Drink it. It's good for you. And thank you, everybody in the Tampa community, for supporting these sponsors locally. It really makes this podcast and community of stick carriers that much better, especially those who live 8 hours away. And thanks, Justin. I love this podcast.
You're awesome.
It's like crack that I can only get 3 days a week, perfect, but I'll take it because it's awesome. And that's it. Speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick! Nailed it!
Well, still one of the best sign-offs on all the Bucs takes, Dylan. Keep it up. I've got some mock draft, late mock draft Mondays. Do I squeeze them in like Leon?
Justin, what's good? What's good? This is Leon from Clearwater. Hey. Mock draft Monday, I got one for you. Charles Harris, first round. Joe Mixon, second round. Shelton Gibson, third round. That cat right there, put him on the side with D-Jack. Psh, all right. Well, hey, that was my little Bucs take. That's my little mock draft Monday for you. Speak softly. Carry your big motherfucking stick. You heard?
You heard. I did hear it, actually. I did hear it. Charles Harris. Boy, oh boy. Be prepared for hate. Be prepared for hate. Hey, he's not a name I recognize. Fuck that guy. Okay. Let's just all just chill the fuck out, shall we? I'm just trying to look at, we still got quite a few. Tanner's up. Hey, Tanner.
Tanner from North Florida. Hey, Justin, I'm just so pumped. I just read the news. Joe Mixon paid a visit to the Bucks. This may be all coming to fruition. We may end up with Joe Mixon as our running back, and I'm so pumped. Ooh, I cannot imagine him in our backfield. Just running that ball whenever Jameis wants to hand it off to him, straight up the middle out. 40 yards, touchdown. You can grab him in the second round. Maybe we can trade up. Who knows? But I just wanted to say that. Just happened today. I know you're recording today. Man, I'm pumped. And I know most of the Bucks fans are pumped for, well, I say most, but some don't want them. But, man, am I pumped. Thanks, Justin. That's all I want to say. But one more thing. Shh. Speak softly. And carry a big motherfucking stick.
Okay. Big Joe Mixon fan. Beating on females. It's cool. It's cool, man. It's cool. Hey, when he's scoring touchdowns, everyone in that stadium is going to be standing. Just saying it. I mean, we saw it with Kansas City. So, I mean, you can say you don't like him now, but how do you truly feel when the guy scores a touchdown? I'll tell you how you truly feel. Same way everyone felt when Jeremy Stevens caught a touchdown. The whole stadium stood and cheered. Unfortunately, that's sports. You might be in the minority and say, well, I would never, ever stand. Okay, well, I've witnessed it live, and I could not believe that that alleged rapist, Jeremy Stevens, got the standing ovation he did inside that stadium. But hey, maybe everyone was high.
What up, Justin? James Wins chiming in. That's me, too. I made this. That's me. Anyways, I'm the only one that smokes while I'm making my Bucks takes. You feel me? But anyway, I just want to take the time to appreciate Jason Light and the fucking moves that he makes and the players that he scouts. And I like the fact that we're looking at big physical running backs like Joe Mixon, Dante Foreman, and Joe Williams. I love Joe Williams. But I just want to take the time to appreciate such a good general manager after all the bullshit we had to go through with Mark Dominic and all that half-breed motherfuckers that can't stay on the field. But I'm out. Come on, y'all. Check it out. I could
have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. Okay. He got all high. Yeah. Thanks, Jameis Wins. Thanks for getting high on the podcast. Hey, I know a lot of people that listen to this podcast and get high. High from entertainment and high from energy. Now, I will say this. Had a lot more energy earlier on than I have now because the podcast is now almost an hour and 20 minutes long. And sometimes you lose your energy. Listen, I don't do anything for an hour and 20 minutes. And I mean anything. So don't get your hopes up. But I can try. And at least for this, I'm trying. I'm trying to channel the energy that I just need to be inspired by others to give me the energy that they have and to channel that energy and use it on this podcast. And so that's what I'm doing. But the good news is I'm not overly tired to the point where I'm going to ramble and say things that probably don't make sense and you just wouldn't understand.
Fuck, man.
They won, right?
The stress at the end of the game. Oh my God.
Exactly.
Still got to find a kicker.
All right. I'm sure they'll do that. If not, I'll just go to Publix and find some eggs. What does that have to do with anything? It's about 1:30 in the morning. That's why I said that. That's when I kind of lost it on one of the podcasts. I believe that was after the Monday Night Football game. I recorded that, and I also said this.
I'll have another podcast coming out in a few days. And so if you didn't hear your podcast in this one, most likely you'll hear it in the next one, unless another committee went and got the contents of that and kept it for their own personal record keeping. There's no committee and they're not keeping it for record keeping. What is wrong with me? Help me, Garv.
Justin Garv in Sarasota at JP Garv on Twitter. Briefly on the draft, I have trust in Jason Light. I'm not even worried about it. We're going to either get a good running back, maybe one of those really good tight ends or a safety early. We've got two more rounds after that. I'm just not worried about it. Even if we trade down, get a guy like Adoree Jackson out of USC, that's fine with me too. But I want to talk about Hard Knocks and why that's a great idea. First of all, I think it's good for the exposure, obviously. It's really good for the team to get used to national exposure and, big-time interviews. And I just think it's a unifying thing, too. I think the players will enjoy it. But most of all, we talk about national, the fan base. How about the local fan base? You know, I saw something on Twitter yesterday that really encouraged me. The Bucks are canceling season tickets for those jackasses who buy them, go to two preseason games because they can't sell them, and sell the rest to visiting teams. We had four guys in four seats in front of us, Cowboys, Giants, different every week. The guys are just selling their tickets. They're putting a stop to that. We need to sell those tickets to Tampa fans who go to the games and root for the Bucks. Big goddamn difference. Fuck those assholes that do that. A little bit pissed off tonight about it, but actually happy about the fact that they're doing something about it. That's all I've got tonight, and I'm going to start speaking softly and continue to carry that big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.
All right, Garv. Yeah, you know, I think it's odd timing. I think it's the Bucks saying, hey, wait a second. We're going to be good. We don't have to just sell tickets to sell tickets. Once we're good, people are going to come to the games anyway. So maybe a few years ago when they were absolutely atrocious, they didn't give a shit if people sold the tickets. But now it's like, well, we could use a home field advantage. Okay. We're not going to allow you to do that anymore. I do like that. I love Hard Knocks. I think Hard Knocks is something that could put the Bucks on the map because there are just so many young players waiting to explode on a national level, and they do have a lot of recognizable veterans on their squad, whether it be a DeSean Jackson or a Brent Grimes or a Robert Ayers or a Chris Baker. I mean, these are guys from big markets too. Ayers played in New York, DeSean Jackson played in Philly and Washington, Baker played in Washington, Brent Grimes played in Miami. So you're talking about bigger TV markets to where, and Grimes played in Atlanta as well, but to the point where it's like, those are recognizable names on a national level. Now you make Jameis Winston, Mike Evans, whoever the running back ends up being, if Adrian Peterson is part of the mix, Quan Alexander, now you're making them recognizable on a national level as well. It's all in building the Bucks. It really is. It's all in building that brand of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I just think this is a very, very exciting. It was an exciting time when the Bucks had the number one overall pick and they made the right decision in taking Jameis Winston. James is up next. Hey, James.
Justin, James and Largo again. I'm just calling in saying about Hard Knocks. I'd like to see the Bucks get Hard Knocks. I know you were just talking about that in the last podcast. I think it'd be a good thing, and it'll show the league what this team is truly about, what a family we are, the good leaders we have in Winston and Cutter in that locker room. Also, I just switched to a different cable provider, so I get free HBO. So, I mean, I'm already pumped, so I'm set for that. So, of course, I want to see it here. Yes, and as far as the Doug Martin thing goes, like you were saying, I don't buy it. The whole he's reporting for big workouts and everything. Deal, well, yeah, he's under contract. He has to go. So, yeah, I don't think he's the running back of the future. It's too much talent out there. So I want to see them go in a different direction. Also, want to let you know that, yes, I'm at Sports Legends. I know I said that. But when I said it was 10 people going, I think it might be up to like 15 now I'm getting to go. So really excited about that. Cannot wait for this draft party. It's going to be so much fun. I mean, can it just be, can it be it now? Now, as far as drinking and eating, I don't know if I'll be able to do that yet. I just actually had sinus surgery, so recovering from that. So got a few stitches in my mouth that are still tender. Can't move my face completely. So hopefully I'm there. Hopefully I'm able to eat all that food because I want that food and I want to drink with you guys. But we'll see how that goes. But either way, I'm there and I'm going to sound drunk either if I am or not. I am pumped for this team. So as always, Bricados, Sports Legends, Headlines Barbershop, and B4, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
All right, James, it's a good one. Bringing 15 people to the draft party? This place is going to be fucking packed. I mean, it's going to be packed. It's going to be awesome. And I was talking to my dad earlier today, and he's like, hey, are we going to have a table at the draft? I was like, yes, I'm going to meet with Leo, and I'm going to have set aside a table for me, for family and friends, like close family and friends of mine, so they can have. I mean, this is crazy that I have to do this at my own draft party, but I have to have a table reserved just for my family. And then Leo, if you're listening to this, I want a place at the bar. I want walk in, walk out, like the bar is going to be packed, but I want my own direct line to the bar, and I don't want an empty drink the entire night. So I'll drink beer. That's fine. But I don't want an empty drink. We got to keep that flow going. I got to keep my flow. Let's go to Sarasota J.
What's up, Kamish? What's up, Stick Carriers? This is at Sarasota J on Twitter. Just calling. I was hoping we can bring back the sharp stick to the eye that your buddy Derek Sharp used to do on 620. Because I got a few people that I got a bone with. First, fuck you, Tom Jones. Just puts out a tweet the other night. Oh, the NHL playoffs are much better with the Habs and the Toronto Maple Leafs in it. Like, literally seconds after we just lost. Like, what is this guy doing? I literally want to punch him in the face. Next. I am so proud of the Bucks. I just read a tweet from Rick Stroud that they revoked a guy from New York's season tickets because of too many times of reselling on the second market. That is fucking awesome. The more we can do that, the more we can keep us stick carriers in the stadium. So, one sharp stick in the eye and one high five to Rick Stroud. Anyway, looking forward to the draft party. I'm in a little conundrum. All my boys backed out. I got no one to go with. Thinking about riding solo, but I have no friends. So, hopefully the fellow stick carriers want to talk to this weird guy from Sarasota. I even tried to reach out to Garv, and he can't make it because of work. Anyway, got to stick to my time. Looking forward to seeing Sports Legends for the first time and drinking some B4. And go Bucks. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
All right. Thanks, Jay. Hey, Jay. Hey, Jay. Drake, if you're listening to this, that's for you. Somebody ride with Jay so he doesn't have to ride from Sarasota by himself. I mean, come on. There's got to be other people from Sarasota coming all the way up to Clearwater for a draft party. Am I crazy? Well, we got somebody from Panama, not Panama City, Panama the country for the draft party. We got somebody coming from Oregon, somebody coming from North Dakota, from Philadelphia, from Atlanta. They're coming from all over the country for this draft party. I mean, I'll take credit. I think Dirt Cutter should take the full credit, but I'll take credit, okay? We have started a fucking movement, and it's really awesome. Really awesome. I'm really pumped about it. I'm really excited. You know who else was excited? We had him on. It was the first thing that kicked off our last podcast. Master Sergeant Griffith. Remember, we played Ray Charles, and it was really nice. And listen, he's coming home for the first time in 2 years. He got his papers. He's coming home, and he's going to be back in time for the draft party. He hasn't seen his parents. He hasn't seen his girl in 2 years, and he's coming to the draft party. He's coming that Friday night. I cannot wait to buy this guy a drink. I mean, I just want to shake his hand, say thank you, and say, what do you want? It's on me. Okay, and I hope a lot of you will do the same. I know a lot of you want to buy me a drink, and that's all nice. No tequila, all right? No. We're not doing the tequila. I don't know if I'm going to be drinking liquor or beer, but I'm not definitely not doing tequila. So just knock it out, Okay. Knock it off. Knock it out. Buy me something else. But let's buy Master Sergeant Griffith. I mean, what this guy's done in protecting our country and anyone else that has protected our country and protected me. I mean, of all people, you're protecting me. That's awesome. It's really awesome. And I want to pay tribute to you. Well, he's back. Say hello to Master Sergeant Griffith.
Commish, what's up? Specialist Griffith again, Fort Detrick, Maryland. Hey, man. I sent you my take at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday, and by 10 a.m. Monday morning, my Twitter was blowing the fuck up. I barely used my Twitter, and it was going bananas with just so much damn love from all the stick carriers. And, you know, Jameis talks about family with the team, but I'm feeling that kind of vibe with this fan base right now. This community that you put together. Man, I hollered at Big Tuna, Nick B, 50 Shades of McKay. Bought a stick carrier t-shirt that I'm going to wear at the draft party from Notorious R.O.B. And of course, I hired that Big Luke. Man, y'all got me hyped. I can't wait to just hop in the truck and come down to Tampa and just see all y'all sports legends. So, I just wanted to say I appreciate all the kind words from everybody who hit me up. And as always, speak softly, carry a big stick. I'm out.
Wow. Hey, I told you we've started something, right? And this guy comes up. People seek out his Twitter handle. That's awesome. That's the closeness that we've built. And this draft party that's coming up, these draft parties, it's just the beginning. Like, we got to stay close as Bucks fans. As special Bucks fans, as hardcore Bucks fans that listen to this podcast, we call ourselves stick carriers, but we need to rally around each other. You know, when the season comes, you know, whether we're doing away game watch parties or, Lord knows, I haven't tailgated for a Bucks game in a long time, but I know Christian from Headlines Barbershop does. Man, if we could set up something where we're all tailgating before games, I would love that. That would really be a lot of fun. And we just fucking rock out with our sticks out, I guess. I don't know. I almost said cock, but I didn't want to. And then I did, because it's uncensored. So, I'd love to tailgate like it's Gasparilla each Sunday. I mean, that's how I roll with Gasparilla. It's like a big tailgate party from about 7 in the morning to about 2 when the parade starts. Why can't we do that for a fucking Bucks game? Be awesome. Be awesome. Now, I don't know if we could have, you know, 5,000 people show up for a tailgate party. But whoever's going to the game, you know, BYOB, bring your own beer. We'll, you know, bring your own meat. I'll have a grill, you know. I love to grill out, too. I'm such a good cook. I mean, not to toot my own horn, but I am kind of pompous as well. So I'll go ahead and promote myself and what I can do. I bring a lot to the table. I do. I bring a lot to the table. Another new Bucks fan sending in a new Bucks take. Say hello to Brandon in Palm Beach.
Hey, yo, Commish. Brandon down here in Palm Beach. Not too far away from you guys, just on the other coast. Huge Bucks fan over here. Hate the Dolphins. Can't lie. Didn't get in my mock draft Monday, so I'm going to go ahead and try to get on with you. Give you my mock draft Monday right now, even though it's Tuesday. Round one, I'm going to go with David Njoku. We're going to be really upset we pass on this guy, man. Did you see he ran a 4.49 at the pro day? Man, that guy flies for as big as he is. And he's only 19 years old. How can you pass on a guy that's only 19 years old? He has more upside than anyone else in the draft, in my opinion. That guy is the youngest guy, second youngest guy to ever go into the draft. That's impressive. If you ever watch some Hurricane games, man, he's catching everything thrown in his direction. Not only that, yards after catch, that's what we need in a tight end. Round two, I'm going to go with Desmond King. We need some more depth at corner. This guy's going to be a hell of a corner in the NFL. He can play nickel. He can move back to safety. They project him more as a safety, but I like him at nickel, to be honest with you. He's a little bit of a thumper, too. He won the Jim Thorpe Award in 2015. I mean, that's impressive. I mean, Jonathan Banks did it back in the day. He wasn't as good, but I think this guy's going to be a real hit on the team. Round three, I'm going to go with Dante Foreman. Do you see the size of that guy? That guy is a beast. He's an animal. He's got some giant tree trunks for legs. That's what we need at running back. We couldn't find anybody to push the pile last year. 4th-and-1, 4th-and-2. We can't get nobody to get the first down for us. Shout out to B4. Shout out to Sports Legends. Shout out to Christian over there at Headliners Barbershop. Fading everybody up, putting them Bucks flags in your head. Let's go. Also, shout out to Bricados. Can honestly say I've never been to any of those, but you never know. Time ain't over yet. We can get there someday. I'm going to have to go over to the Bucks games, maybe get some Bricados for lunch, maybe some Sports Legends after the game. Let's go, Bucks. Speak softly. Carry that big fucking stick.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing that all these fans that are sending in their Bucks takes for the first time just are awesome? I mean, you guys are really, really awesome. I'll say, before I got into radio, like, I remember calling Chris Thomas's radio show. Not sure if many of you remember Chris Thomas, but he had a sports talk show from 10 to noon on when 620, the sports animal, used to be good. You remember this long time? I mean, a long time ago. You know, when it used to not, like, make your ears bleed. And so I would listen to Chris Thomas every day. I worked in a gift shop at the Wyndham Harbor Island. And I was going to college. I was a bellman at Embassy Suites, and I worked in the gift shop because I could make some extra money so that I could fucking party a lot harder on the weekends. Really not a good reason to you know, work two jobs. Not so I could have a nicer apartment or anything. No, just so I could buy more shit to do on the weekend. College. So I worked in the gift shop, and I would listen to Chris Thomas each day. And I finally got the nerve to pick up the phone and call him, and I was so fucking nervous. Oh, it was just the worst. It was just the worst. And then I tried to make some joke about calling Mike Allstott Mark Allstott, and I said, I think Mark Allstott's great. And I, probably a few years, 3 years later, I found myself working at 620. And one of my favorite things about working there, or about listening to the station at the time when it was good, was that they had all those sound effects. And lo and behold, one of the sound effects they kept was, I think Mark Allstott's great. And that, to me, was just the coolest thing, that Chris Thomas saved that. And it was awesome. Chris Thomas made me want to get into radio. And then I got into radio and realized, oh, fuck, what am I doing? I'm not good enough for this. And so Lao Cheng happened, and then I got out and am doing something that I think I was born to do, and that is sell the shit out of stuff. Sean's in H-Town.
Hey, what's up, Justin? Sean from H-Town with another Bucks take. I guess I was just thinking, I know my last Bucks take, I said that they really want Dalvin Cook, and I really do believe that they do. However, I just had a thought that maybe they could get somebody like a David Njoku or an O.J. Howard, you know, and just spread the defense out the way Atlanta did. Because really, if you do that, and if our offensive line is as good, or should I say doesn't need work the way Dirk Cutter and Jason Light think, then it really doesn't matter who we put back there. We can get a Deontay Foreman, a Kareem Hunt. We could even get Samaje Perine. Put him back there, spread the defense out, and that's first downs all day. Because you can't cover Deshaun, you can't cover Mike, you can't cover David or OJ, and you can't cover Cameron Brate, all while paying attention to what's in the backfield. So we spread them out, put somebody back there, and let's go. Pick your poison. Anyway, what are your thoughts about that one? As always, speak softly, carry a big motherfucking stick. Fire the damn cannons.
We talked about Njoku earlier. Boy, I mean, he's a special talent, and he wouldn't have to. And God, I know it. I know I'm repeating myself now, and that's what happens when you're a couple weeks away from the draft. But really, they don't have to have any guy they draft in the first round step in and play a significant role right off the bat, because they could draft a running back in the second or third round, right? So if they drafted a safety, a wide receiver, a tight end, none of those guys have to step in and play a significant role early on. That's the type of team and type of roster Jason Light has put together. And kudos to him for doing that. Holy shit, an hour and 40 minutes. Only one Bucks take left. It's JB.
Justin, how did you not make the pick on Mock Draft Monday of the guy who is clearly the tallest on a team with big, big height? I mean, really? Just kidding, man. Great Mock Draft Monday. Shout out to Lou, who had me literally busting my sides with the stories about his mom. I had the same kind of mother. She whooped my ass with every kind of wooden spoon, ping pong paddle, anything she could get her hand on. It was a different day and age, man. And actually, I wanted to give you a shout out for the way you started off the show with the the servicemen there. That's great. I fucking love guys who are in the Army, Marines, whatever they're doing, protecting your country. God bless them. And the Ray Charles, man. Shit. I almost started to... I got a little dusty in the room. Anyway, if Peterson does end up with the Saints and the Bucks aren't really going to make any other moves, trades and all that, they've got to draft a running back in either the first or second round. You look at their starters the last few seasons, all those guys came from top picks. You know, Mike Evans, first-round draft pick. Jameis Winston, first-round draft pick. Donovan Smith, Ali Marpet, second-round draft picks. You know, every once in a while you get lucky with, like, a Quan Alexander who just happens to sort of fall into your lap. That is a very rare situation in the NFL. So, shit, maybe this Donta Freeman kid from Texas, who I was reading about today, 235 pounds, sounds pretty good to me, man. That guy could carry, 20 times a game. And also with some of the stuff that's going on with the line, what makes me think Dirk Cutter's thinking is what worked for him in his first year as head coach when they did those, jumbo sets where you either have an extra tight end or you have an extra tackle out there. Let's do it, man. I love that shit. Let's fucking run the ball down other teams' throats, help Jameis get set up with Jackson and Evans going deep. It's gonna be good, man. Anyway, appreciate all you're doing out there for us, Bucks fans. Can't wait till the draft. I'm out.
All right. And that is gonna do it for this one. Hold on though. Do not turn this podcast off. Just indulge me for a moment, okay? You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all at Commish Online. If you try to follow me on my personal Facebook, just expect really nothing sports related, because that's my personal Facebook. And I don't really post a whole lot there. I like reading other people's stuff. But if I do post anything, it's probably just about shit you don't really give a shit about. So that's that. And same thing with Snapchat. It's more like my personal life than sports. So that's that. I do have a question, and maybe it can be a poll on Twitter or something, but if I were to post something like a live stream from the draft party, is the Instagram live, Facebook live, or Periscope? Is Periscope still even a thing? Which of those is the best one to use? And subscribe to the podcast. iTunes, Podcast Addict, and Podbean, three ways you can subscribe. And, of course, this podcast is three times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. It's posted first at joebucksfan.com in the morning. And if you subscribe on any of those platforms, iTunes, Podcast Addict, Podbean, the podcast will download directly to your mobile device at noon each of those days. This one, our longest. That's what she said. An hour and 45 minutes. Congratulations to me for making it through it, not falling asleep, and hopefully entertaining you for the last hour and 45 minutes. And as always, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. Nailed it. I did.
Bucks fans! Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.